Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Oh, baby.
How you guys doing today?
What's good? What's good? What's good? Hey, erroneous info, CeeLo.
Well, I'm telling you, like, this came from someone within the Actors Guild, so it's not. I'm not gonna further report on it. However, I am still further researching it.
Nobody has that info. So if that's true, it is like extremely cutting edge. But by now, I know we like 3 hours. You know, away, but by now TMZ or somebody would have it. Nobody's reporting it.
Right,
we're just talking about world.
We're
talking about a report that came out of Los Angeles a little while ago that actually stated that Will Smith had passed away in an accident. Not true that we know of thus far. If we get anything outside from that, we will keep you posted. But we love Will Smith, and that's not something that we would even want to happen. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare. What's cracking?
All right. What's cracking, everybody?
Hey, lady.
What's good? Hey, let's get right to it. Who or what are you serving? I am serving the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach in Hebrew, each and every day. I'm proud of it. I put no other God before him. Toya, who are you serving? Or what are you serving? You're not serving a cabbage head up there in Delaware tonight, are you?
That reminds me of one of the shows where he was serving Brother Rock. You don't remember that? Was that Martin that was serving Brother Rock? And Rerun was serving the head of cabbage. No, I'm serving the same
head
guy
of cabbage, baby.
Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
No doubt. CeeLo, are you worshiping Buddha? Who are you serving, baby? Or what are you serving?
Yes. I don't know why you didn't just make me the last person. But either way, I believe in God. I'm just more of a spiritual person. And I don't attend church and so forth. And not saying
so
I have
spiritual versus religious.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, I mean I believe there is a higher power. Call them whatever you want to, whoever you want to. And
I feel like as long as
you are at peace with yourself and whatever you are serving or doing to get through in life, by all means, do it, as long as you're not hurting anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're not hurting yourself. I just think that it shouldn't even matter, you know?
Yeah. But you know what? I agree to a certain extent, right? But sometimes I think we can hurt ourselves and not even know it. Because anytime you become dependent upon yourself, uh-oh, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But I do agree, long as you're not hurting someone else and, you know, potentially not hurting yourself and you're leaving and you're living a productive, you know, life, hey, more power to you.
Exactly. That's my stance.
Uh-huh. Though mayor, who or what are you serving? You're not serving the almighty dollar, are you, though mayor?
Well, is it the way of prayer? No. I am serving. He is a who and not a what, and his name is Lord.
All right.
And his name is Jesus.
All right.
And he's the Holy Spirit with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. That's who I'm serving. Mm-hmm. He,
mm-hmm.
you know, omnipotent, all-knowing, Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
my Savior.
Mm-hmm. You know. That's right. I mean, and there's a lot of different names for him. You know, Hebrews call him Adonai, you know, Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach. We know him as Jesus Christ. They call him Elohim. They call him Rod. I mean, it's so many different names for God himself. And I'll say this, God has revealed himself to different people in many different ways. You know, so there's no one that's better than the other, in my opinion. What works for me is Christianity in the name Jesus Christ. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Guess what? Tonight is an open, honest discussion about who or what are you serving. It could be completely contradictory to who I serve, but we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. And we're serious. We really want to hear from you because life is amazing. Here's Bo D. We'll be right back. Life is amazing. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Life is amazing. Right back front of me from all the camera flags.
If you got an issue like a magazine, you old news. Doing what I'm supposed to. Yeah, I'm super cold, dude. Talking shit behind my back, then nigga, that is so rude. I just had a bouncer toss you out just like some old food. If you getting reckless, we'll put you on some cold cues. So stop the violence, I'm something you should acknowledge. My mama, she used to say I couldn't make it without college, but I'm polished. Something just like the substance on your toenail. Some people say my dreams are just dreams, and I'm like, oh well. I'm sick of people saying everybody wanna rap, when the truth of the matter is, compared to me, they just whack a madman. Bad a peak hole. Yeah, Memphis City riding with me in the streets, though. The price not right, then you know speaking my lingo. Chickens got their hands up like bingo. About to go deep, you can call me Trey Wingo. I crossed the line, but I'd never shoot a free throw. My chain covered in gold, C3PO. I'm a legend in the midst, I see she know. You got the first album, not prepared for the sequel. My Spanish homies say I'm Nate Chico, cause I earn my stripes like Ocho Cinco.
Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this Empowerment Sunday, where we're discussing who or what are you serving? The Lord says, "Thou shalt not put any other gods before me." So we just want to know who or what are you serving? We've heard from everyone on the show this evening so far, and I guess the one thing that brought this topic up, I was reading a book, about financial problems people are having, and one guy said that he was just taking so much of his time chasing the almighty dollar that he forgot that the money that he earns is not so much his. One of the people that I was talking to about the book couldn't understand what the man said in the book when he said the money was not so much his. And what he was saying is that it's not his, it's the Lord's. And he was just, a steward, a manager of the money, and he's supposed to do good with the money and not hold on to the money or, become evil because of the money and not do good things because of the money. So I guess that's one of the reasons this topic kind of came to mind, serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, if I'm not mistaken, says God loves a cheerful giver. All of us here on the show are big givers. Especially Domare. Domare is a giver at heart. Not everyone is a cheerful giver. Domare is definitely a cheerful giver. I am working towards being a cheerful giver. Sometimes I forget that the money is not mine, and I have that clenched fist syndrome,
Right.
But you got to remember, the more you hold on to money, if your fist is closed, you can't have an open fist to get anything either.
That's
so,
right.
That's something that I'm working on. So, we do have people that are cheerful givers. Like I said, Domare, she is a very cheerful giver. She gives to any and everybody. She doesn't expect anything back. And I think that's another misconception people have is, they give with the expectation of receiving something in return, and that's not what you're supposed to do. You don't give expecting to get something back. So that's another thing I'm working on.
And absolutely. And you know what, and although I am a giver, I'm not always a cheerful giver either. For the most part, I think I am. But sometimes, you're like, should I really come off these ducks,
Not so much should I, but gosh, I worked so hard for this. Now I got to turn around and give it. So, yeah, I'm working.
Right.
Working really hard.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
With you. You know what? So actually, I turned to Domare, who is a cheerful giver, and I think just a giver, period. And believe it or not, as long as I've known her, she's always been a giver, and it's not just of, tangible good. I think, she'll give of herself, she'll give up her time, give up her resources. And my question to you, Domare, is were you built that way? Have you always been that way? Or was there some type of revelation that made you become a giver?
I'm going to say, honestly, I think I was built that way. That's something that I think I gained from my mom, because that's what I see in my mom. She gives up her time. She gives up herself, whatever she has. And I just learned to do that from the example she set for me. And that's why it's just so easy for me to just do it. I guess it's like a second nature. You just do it. So, I guess I was just built that way.
Can you say you give with no expectations in return? Or do you give because you know in some way it's going to come back to you?
I give because I'm told to give per my God, the one I serve. I want to be obedient. And he didn't say give with an expectation. He said give, period. So I give with no expectation. I think there have been instances where my flesh, and I'm not even going to get spiritual. There's been instances where I know I've questioned, like, I know I gave, and really I didn't expect anything back, but you would have thought that, you know. And then I'm going to tell you what I did have to learn, what I wasn't built for, is to understand that don't give if you have an expectation. I did have to learn that, because somewhere down the line, you know, giving becomes, if you don't understand how people will take advantage and use you, and you can't recognize the signs, then you become a victim. And I've been in a couple situations, and then I had to wake up and recognize that my giving spirit is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, too. So I had to learn how to, I don't want to say handle it, but how to better, you know, just be better mindful of when I'm giving, and that everybody isn't worthy of it, and they're not going to do right, you know, when you do give them something. So I had to, you know, get the spirit of, if you can't give it without that expectation, then don't do it at all. And so now now it's second nature. So I definitely don't have an expectation of receiving anything. Now, all I'm going through right now, so no, I just, no expectations. That I had to learn, though. I will say that. I did have to learn it, because I didn't understand why. Why do you give and you don't, and you shouldn't expect? I had to learn that you shouldn't. If you want to expect something back, don't give it.
Right.
If you can't afford to lose it, don't give it.
That's something that I had to come to grips with myself. You know, I think I've always been a giver for the most part. You know, God, in my opinion, is good to me. You know, he's blessed me to be able to do some things. And, you know, sometimes if I see somebody in a need and, you know, I'm about to go splurge, you know, I'll decrease, you know, me in order to help somebody out. I can't know that somebody's light bill is due. They about to sit in the dark with kids, or they don't have food in their refrigerator, or their rent is due. They're about to be put out, and I'm about to go to Miami for the weekend. You know, something's just wrong about that, and it'll be on me. But what I had to learn was exactly what you just said. You know, because this is the deal. Givers somehow attract needy people.
Yes. Okay.
And you have to know that everybody is not
good.
Let me say this.
Me.
What am I trying
worthy.
To say?
They're not worthy. Point blank, period. They don't nickname them for it.
Everyone's need is not yours to fix. That's what I'll say.
Pick and choose your battle.
Absolutely. But guess what? It's very difficult when you have a giving heart and you have a mind for people. But you have to grow into that to know that some people are in their circumstance because they have no boundaries, no discipline in their life. Their light bill is due every other month. Their rent is not paid every other month. But guess what? Their hair is done, which is a weave, an expensive weave. But the kids are not taken well care of, and you know, but it comes down to prioritizing. So why do you continue to give out of your hard-earned resources to someone whose priorities are not even straight? So
right.
As givers, we have to prioritize.
Yes, sir.
God didn't say be a fool. He looked
right.
out for fools. He didn't say be a fool.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I've ran into that more so throughout my life. That, I mean, like maybe people that aren't close to me may not think I'm the nicest person in the world, and so be it. But for those of that are close to me, you know,
we think that too sometimes.
We
think that too sometimes.
But huh?
Even the people closer to you think that sometimes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So see, look. Okay, so right, at least I'm consistent. Okay, look, so the thing is this. My problem was that I would help before they asked. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say if you call me and said, you know, and you're just talking to me about something you're going through. If I had money right then on me or whatever, I'll just hand it. You're going to ask me for nothing. Why? Because I want somebody to do that for me. And I don't mean that particular person, but I would want my spirit to, you know what I'm saying, like my giving spirit to be like, okay, I'll do for you regardless. There's no, I'm not asking you to give it back to me. I'm not asking you to hand it back to me, but that's the way I would like to be treated. You know what I'm saying? If I'm talking to my family or whatever and I'm saying this is what I'm going through, I do not feel, and in my personal opinion only, I do not feel it necessary that I have to say, look, I need X amount of dollars for this. I need this. The reason why is because it's like, okay, I don't know how much whoever has, so I'm not going to say, oh, I need $600 from you and $400 from you. No, you give what you can. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. I've just always given and try not to even think about it unless we stated you're going to get that money back. Now, if you say that,
and
I'm coming out.
And you should. That's exactly how it should be. Because at the end of the day, you know, God is love. Love is God. And money can't buy you love. Love, Wayne Brady. We'll be right back.
Nothing can buy me love. Hey.
see Wayne Brady can't buy me love, money, that is. Hey, welcome to the show. Tonight, topic is who or what are you serving? The Lord says, thou shalt not put any other gods before me. A god can be money, your children, your car, that man, that woman, that jewelry, those clothes, those shoes, that job. What are you serving? Hey, I can tell you. For me,
you're a peewee hermit on here, world.
That job, greenbacks.
You know what though?
Clothes,
crazy.
Shoes.
Do you notice? Do you notice
those are all things that at some point I can absolutely say that I've worshipped, because it has gotten more focus in some instances than the Most High. But those were in my ignorant years, my immature years. Today, I know the source, and everything else is a resource.
Come on. Take the actual
factual.
How about
you? Absolutely. Nothing but.
Yes, the actual factuals. Yeah, and you know what, though? A lot of people are like that, and it is funny, because I found, like, the people who would say, they're going to have to pull me out of this chair before I quit this job. This is this is everything right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that job ends, it's like, oh, God, I don't know what to do with myself.
Right.
I can't function. You know,
right.
And it's like, you know, and the thing is that means that they didn't have a life outside of that job.
Oh, you know what the reality is? We don't understand our value. We are more valuable than any dollar sign that could be placed on us. And at the end of the day, people don't feel valuable. And when you don't feel valuable, you don't act valuable, and you don't maneuver in value. And I'm here to tell you, if you're tuned into this program, we want you to know you and your life are valuable. The question is, do you know that? Are you walking that out? We're walking it out.
Yeah.
And we're not perfect, and we make mistakes, and we're confused some days, and we're depressed some days. But guess what? We know our value.
Damn right.
And guess what? It's going to be like that, because life's journey, like, dishes you blows and knocks you down sometimes. And that's why it's important, in my opinion, my friends, not to lean on your own understanding. And that's why you have to know that there is an entity that created the sky in the water. And you know, we call it the universe. I call it God. I want to depend on God, because when I'm low, I can't pick myself up. I'm looking for him to pick me up through his word, through his teachings and his instruction. And folks, when you get to a place where you can't hear anybody else, can't nobody tell you anything, you're in a tough place.
You are, because you're lost.
Who or what are you serving?
And you know what, though? One thing we have to keep in mind is that we are always growing. Nobody knows it all. And the ones that think they know it all don't know nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
You know, and we have to value the relationships that we have, like the mentors, because a lot of times the mentors are right in your face, and the ones that think they got it, they don't want a mentor because they think they got it, so they learn that they don't know nothing. Then they go trying to go search out for a mentor, and that's when they usually get wrapped up in the wrong mess.
And then, I'll tell you this, mentors and opportunities come across our path each and every day.
Right.
But this is the question. Do you recognize it? Many people can't recognize the opportunities and the people that cross their paths every day because they live lives of confusion, chaos. If you are not focused on God and the Word of God, nine times out of ten, you do not have a clear mind. And when you don't have a clear mind, you can't focus. And
yeah,
when
you can't
you're distracted, you can't make good decisions and see the opportunities that have strategically been brought before you. You got to get a clear mind so you can really take advantage of the opportunities and the people that God is placing in your life. You keep rejecting them.
Right. For the wrong reasons, because you don't know no better.
You're not in tune.
Your good ain't good. Your good, what you think is good, ain't good. You know, and the thing is, I know I come from a point where I used to be that ignorant person. I knew I knew it all. Only
when did
because
it change?
I was only, because I was always only responsible for me, so how could anybody else tell me what to do about me, right? But then
when
the thing is that, you know
when
what I'm saying?
Did it change?
When did it change? Did you ask me when did it change?
When did it change?
When did it change?
Said you used to be that ignorant person.
Yeah, for real. I was straight up 10 years ago. I was full in ignorant. But I was doing my thing. I was holding it down, but I was still ignorant because I was moving so much off emotion and moving so much out of anger. My steps were only clear to me. You know what I'm saying? And they weren't even clear. I would react out of emotion and anger.
And you no longer do that?
I don't do it as much as I used to. I can say that. Yes, I do have
That's
my
good.
Moments. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. I do have my moments.
What caused it to change? Initially, I caused you when. But what caused that to start to change?
Removing myself from a highly toxic area. And it was very toxic for me. Because the areas in environment that I was in was very toxic. Everyone in that environment was damaged. And we weren't doing anything but going from one damaged person to another and sharing our damage. And I had to remove myself from that space, regardless of who agreed with it or not. But I removed myself out of that space. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
And then I was able to see, though, because you can't see when you're in the boiling water. You know what I'm saying? When you're in a boiling pot of crab, you know what I'm saying? You can't see. You gotta get out that hot water to be able to see
right.
clearly. Yeah.
No doubt. You are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. That's CeeLo hanging out in Charlotte. Hey, we got Toya in Delaware, Doe Mayor in Chesapeake. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight, 7:39. Hey, coming up after this, we got your empowerment moment brought to you by yours truly. Tonight we're going to dive into identity. Come on, Coco, let's do it.
Uh-oh.
Let's play a game.
Get naked, take it all for me. Get naked, take off your take it all for me. Let me see. I'm talking about. See you.
CM Hammer Radio Live, Coco Jones. That joint right there is called Naked, one of my favorite new slow jams. I'm coming to you live from Tampa tonight with your empowerment moment. Second Chronicles 7:14 reminds us, if we are truly looking for a healing in any kind of way, that we should humble ourselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from our wicked ways, and then we will in fact receive the healing that we need in the land. Again, that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. I just want to talk to people about self-image tonight. How you see yourself and how others see you versus how God sees you, two different things. God sees you as a king, you know. You are of a royal priesthood. You have value that far exceeds the people on the block calling you a hoe. You know, the people at school saying you're dumb. Somebody calling you ugly. Somebody saying you're never going to make it. See, that's what man says. That's what people says. But I'm here to tell you that you're a king. You're a queen. You're of a royal priesthood. You have more value than you can ever think of. You're confused thinking that suit or that dress down at Saks Fifth Avenue costs more money than you'll ever be able to afford. I'm here to tell you that you are more valuable than that suit, than that dress, than Saks Fifth Avenue itself. But do you see yourself as valuable? What's the benefit of Christ? The benefit is walking out that value. Faith, obedience brings on the blessings. Regardless of how anybody else sees you, you know, they say you ugly. God say different. They say you're stupid. God says different. But how can you understand what it is if you don't even follow it or read it or study it? The benefit of Christ, the benefit of Christianity should be helping you to see and walk out your value. Yes, there are some people who have come and tainted and distorted the word and have manipulated the word and who have in fact robbed God's people. Those people will be dealt with. But guess what? We have some accountability too. We got to ask questions. We got to study. You know, if it's coming across the pulpit and it sounds crazy, it probably is crazy. But guess what? You're up in a crazy church listening to a crazy person. You have some accountability too. Let's stop being spoon-fed. Stop feeding into the negatives that beat down your image. Know who you are. You are valuable. You are powerful. But you aren't living up to your value. How do you see yourself? Why do you see yourself that way? Is it because that's what you've heard people say about you? You're not a hoe, so stop acting like one. You're valuable. You're not dumb. Stop walking that out because that's what they said about you. Read the word. Understand your value. Image goes a long way, specifically when you don't see yourself in a positive way. God calls you kings and queens. God calls us royal priesthood. I just wanted to talk to you about self-image tonight. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways inside this Empowerment Sunday. We'll be right back.
Live. That was Monica. Tell me if you still care. Plant Empowerment Sunday. And yes, believe that you do have value, people, because you definitely do. It's 751 here in Chesapeake, Virginia, 451 over there on the West Coast. And I just got word back from my mom, who was my hip-hop informant. She told me that Will Smith, it was a rumor, he didn't pass away.
Okay,
not
good
Mama
deal.
Rose with the hip hop informant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what,
yeah.
But you know what? Hey, she's probably seeing the rumor from 2009, though. So I'm not sure if that's the rumor that recirculated today or not. But, you know, we appreciate that, Mama.
And I mean, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't he been filming in New York or hasn't he
New
been
York?
Staying in New York?
Yeah,
doing,
that's what I thought too.
Yeah. So, yeah, it did make sense to me.
Yeah, because, look, I could tell you something that's for sure. Will Smith had a trailer unlike a trailer that anyone has ever seen in New York recording this movie.
It's like the size of my house.
It was like a mansion on the block. It pissed people off so bad, they made him reduce the size of his movie trailer. And that's a fact.
He had more than one because he had a workout trailer also.
Exactly.
Not one, but two.
Hey, doing it real big, Will Smith. Hey, hey, big up to the stupid butthole who put the rumor out there. All you doing is giving them props. Cause we love Will Smith, and we would have been devastated to hear that news.
What are you doing?
Big up Will Smith. And I'm not talking about CeeLo. I'm talking about whoever put that rumor out in the atmosphere today from wherever it started. You know, big up to you. TM Hammer Radio Live, who or what are you serving? Interesting topic tonight. Why y'all so quiet?
Oh, you were speaking, Mr. Hyman.
Oh, y'all like extra quiet. I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, I'm on mute. You know what?
I'm not speaking.
The whole time. I was on mute. Wow. I was laughing and everything.
I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong.
I was like, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people out there listening like, yes, he finally called her an idiot.
No, not you. I wasn't talking about
you.
I'm talking about wherever it originated. That's a stupid rumor. The one to spread.
Exactly, because that hurt my feelings. That's why, and I'm
in
telling
mine
you, too.
Like,
I hung up on the person that called me. Called you.
Yeah, and then I posted it. And
right.
People were like, I'm like, y'all help me to figure this out.
Right.
So we're trying to figure it out together.
Gonna walk it out.
Big up to all my Facebook friends, TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, hit us up. Hey, join our group. The group is growing. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for rocking with us. We're trying to become the world's largest interactive radio show. Help us make it happen. Now, you know we got your new music first. Hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, baby.
Ow, ow. So look, right. What was I going to say? Wow. Oh, okay, so can we talk briefly about Keisha Cole and Boobie getting married?
Hey, I didn't know. I heard about that. So confirm that for us.
So they eloped to Las Vegas and got hitched. And what do you say, Toy? He tweeted it's official.
Yeah, on the page it said like something to the effect of it's official, done and truly blessed, Mr. and Mrs. Gibson. We appreciate all the well wishes. So, I mean, if it's true, congrats. They seem like they're really, really happy. I'm sure there are some people that are upset they weren't in attendance, like, I guess, maybe the family. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
Right.
But, I mean, I was going to put
it
in the cares file, but, you know, some people do care. I don't. But some people care. No, I'm just playing. I really love the Who's Care file. So I wanted to bring it up before I did that.
Hey,
oh God.
TM Hama Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., right back Inside Your Money Monday with Toya coming to us live out of New York, Delaware with Finance tomorrow night. Again, 10 p.m. right here on the Blog Talk Network. Who or what are you serving?
Well, sir, I have a question for you.
What's the question?
Go for
it.
I want to ask you this. Did you feel it necessary to, I guess, expound on the information that had been given to you, like religious information, spiritual information that had been given to you? Like, at what point in life did you say, you know what, I want to find out more about this? I want to become more spiritually enlightened.
I heard the question, but ask me the question again, just to make sure I'm good.
At what point did you seek to get more, I guess, expound on the information that you had been given about, you know, about God and about how religion was filtered to us, you know, through church growing up and so forth? Like, at what point in life did you find it necessary or feel it necessary to educate yourself more on religion?
You know what? I think probably when I was about 21, I was raised in the church, actually, to be specific, in the Church of God in Christ, which many, if you know anything about, you know, religion, Christianity, the Pentecostal religion or doctrine is an interesting one. It scares a lot of people because it's literally people running around a church yelling and screaming. I mean, they do cartwheels, they do backflips, they flip their skirts up like Marilyn Monroe, they flash you, I mean, everything. Anything you can possibly think of happens in the Church of God in Christ. And that's how, you know, that's where I was raised, you know, where they catch the Holy Ghost, which is not how everybody does it. You know, you go to some Baptist churches as quiet as a pin. In fact, if you start catching the Holy Spirit in a Baptist church, you know, they might escort you out and tell you to have church by yourself out in the parking lot.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Baptist churches. No, I'm just saying, you know, and when I say, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, Charles Schuller. Go try to catch the Holy Ghost up in his service and see what happens.
Not a finger point.
You're going to be greeted by us talking about, can you come with me,
exactly, please? You know, so I'm just saying, that's some Baptist churches, right? But to go back to the question, I was raised Pentecostal. I loved it. It's traditional. But my mom saw a need to go further in God. You know, so she ended up leaving our traditional church, what really upset my family. And we went to a non-denominational church. And we found that we were taught more and it was less emotional, you know, following a non-denominational doctrine. But I'll tell you, after being raised in church and knowing, you know, a little bit about religion, I found out more about spirituality from a non-denominational perspective, which was different from what I knew as religion from a Pentecostal perspective. So I went from religion to spirituality. From that, I think I had a roommate who was a 5%er, and he and I was best friends. I was Christian. He was 5%. But we used to study together, and we had a common thread as it related to some of the things that he believed and some of the things that I believed. I found that fascinating. He was the first person that actually mentioned Yahweh to me. I had no idea what he was talking about. And because I was ignorant to it, I really didn't necessarily believe it. But his knowledge in what was and is defined as mathematics sparked my interest. He could never drag me into his mindset, but he sparked my interest, and through our studies together, I said there's way more to this religion and spirituality thing than preachers even know of on Sunday morning.
Right.
That was the point that changed it for me. However, I've always stood strong in my Christian belief and in my love for Jesus Christ. But the fact that I could go toe-to-toe with a 5%er about what I believe and not be intimidated by what he believes, it helped me to understand that I was on the right track. But I still said to myself, and I sought more, because I felt as if the preachers who preach every Sunday morning is something that maybe they just don't know. And at 35 years old, I found out it's a lot of preachers on Sunday morning who are preaching
the wrong
something
thing
that they really just don't know. But it's okay, because they're in the game. We'll be right back.
I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Myself, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, yo, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start when the whistle sound, you got it, bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game,
come to you. I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 Feeling my style, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball like she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around, hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
So you, I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting in me and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
go. I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game post. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game post. Put me in the game post. Put me in the game post. Put me in the game post.
Put me in the gang code. Put me in the gang code. Put me in the gang code.
Fail.
Yes. Turn us down. Turn us down.
Stop it. No. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. To cover up that crap.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Yes, put me in the gang code.
Who or what are you serving? That's the topic. 807 on the East Coast, 507 on the West Coast. What's cracking?
You know what? I swear, it seems like it's been, like, I can't even keep up with the days. It seems like it's, I thought, like, yesterday that it had been, like, Saturday. It felt like it had been Saturday for, like, 3 days straight. I mean, that could have just been the middle I was in. But, yeah.
Speaking of yesterday and speaking of
Judgment
who
Day.
You serve, who
okay,
is the fool that said
like
yesterday at 6 p.m. was going to be the end
camper.
Of all time?
Somebody Camper. I think his last name was
about?
Mr. Camper.
No,
Mr.
Camping.
Camper.
Camping.
What is it?
Yes. Camping. Harold Camping. He's an
Mr.
He was
camping.
Not camping inside. He doesn't want to be seen since he gave the wrong prediction.
But guess what, though?
This
is what I understand. This is not the first time he's predicted some type of devastation that did not come to pass. I'm going to need the board of directors at his church to get him out of there.
Okay.
Oh, no, his followers are faithful. They stopped paying bills, all types of things off of his prediction. So
and started giving him their money. Don't pay your mortgage. Give me your money.
So it truly will be doomsday for some people when they get put out their home.
You don't see how, like,
you know
some people
they
actually
need to sue him.
They didn't go to work. I mean, they left, like, Friday, you know what I'm saying, and left for California.
I would sue the church. I recommend
what?
That you people get together and file a class action lawsuit against the church.
They're crazy enough to believe it.
That's what I was
but
about
see,
to say.
No,
come on.
I think that's manipulation. I think that's manipulation.
Yes, but look at the guy. What was the one, Jim Jones? Wasn't the guy who had everybody kill himself?
Manipulation.
Kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking
manipulation.
Kool-Aid. Right, like, it's not right, though. I mean, because a lot of people, they said that people drained their savings accounts.
Manipulation.
And had planned this for months because, you know, and I remember as a child, them posting up signs. This is in Norfolk. They were posting up signs. End of the world's coming, you know. I'm like, I'm just getting a grip on, you know, color.
Do you all not remember? I mean, why? I mean, I'm going to tell you. I can tell you this, to be honest, right? Around 12 o'clock, 12:01, coming out of Friday into Saturday, I was joking with one of my friends I was having a conversation with. I was like, guess what? At like a quarter till, I said, you got like 15 minutes. You better go get your last dibs in with your wife because we all about to be gone in about 15 minutes. Hey, and then when 12:01 came, right, I said, we still here, but they say by 6 o'clock today it's going to be over.
Right.
Around 3 o'clock, I think I started repenting just because. Like, hey,
just in case
I'm not right, let me make sure that I get right, because it's past 12:01, 6 o'clock almost here. But the reality is, what
right.
life are you living?
Moment.
Who or what are you serving to make you even feel like if it was the end of the world and a rapture was really here, it was Judgment Day, that you would have to repent, that I would have to repent in the last minute? You know, we should be living lives that reflect heaven right here on earth, you know? And it goes back to the empowerment moment, image, humbling ourselves, doing what it is that he's asking us to do if you really have faith, if you really believe. You know, if you don't, keep living. Because this is my belief. You're going to come one or two ways. You're going to be driven by tribulation, by tribulation or trauma, is what I was trying to say. I think I mixed them. Tribulation or trauma, driven, or you're going to come on your own, on free will, just knowing that God is good. You know,
right.
Some people got to get into accidents and people around them got to die, you know, in order for them to understand that they're not in control, that God is in control. You know, and again, we're not preaching at you. We're trying to help you to understand your value and to walk in the image that's been set forth in your purpose. What is your purpose? Do you even understand the significance of not knowing that? Come on. You don't see your value because you're not walking it out in your purpose. Stop believing what people say about you, and we'll pick that back up in the next half hour. 917-889-3926. Again, who or what are you serving? Yo, are you driven by women? Do you serve women? Do you serve women straight up? You know, most men, to keep it real, and I wish some of my dudes would hit us up or call, you know, call up the comment. I know you're listening, but call up the comment. Most of us determine manhood by what we pack in and how we work it. You know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, our manhood is determined by our manhood, you know, at the end of the day. But who for real know that a man in the measure of a man has nothing to do with genitalia?
At all.
At the end of the day. For real dudes who understand that. You know, so my dudes, I really want to have this conversation with you. I'd rather not have this conversation with the angels. But they real, and we're going to keep it real, and we're going to have a conversation on the other side of this joint right here, whether you call in or not. But the reality is, the real measure of a man is measured by his ability to be responsible and accountable. That's the real measure of a man. In intimacy is important. God knows it's important. But we got to stop letting our physical and our genitalia drive us. The question tonight is, are you controlled by women? Are you controlled by what women have to offer that stimulate us? Is that your God?
Oh,
is that your God?
Oh, boy.
Is that your God? Is that your God?
A long journey of failure. A range of cars. We're from the weather. I don't know what's real, she a performer. My love can't perform. This one too for you. You know what they're going through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning. Got a drag her on for the bed. Found her under, it's been storming. Then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming.
How could she resist?
She can't get the call back. Oh, no. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl as she watches the world as it turns. His employment,
landlord and the rent.
Lobster bag in a ski mask. Got chips up, hop in the fence. Now all my cars around the men. Off to the deal of now he's stuck in the system. Who's the victim? Send your conviction. Earth so bad you can play it like that. And it burns. Yes, it burns. Broken, bitter, frozen, winter. Lonely soul in a world so cold. Watch it turn.
Going like this, so. Hear me?
Thrown their lives away based off of this man's predictions.
which is cool if it would have came through, I guess, you know, but now they're going to have, they're left picking up their lives, and he's nowhere to be found. So I guess.
Yeah,
once
but see, to me, I'm sorry. It's like this,
ahead,
and for real, and this comment is no reflection of TM Hyman Radio Live. It's a reflection of TM Hyman. I believe that this dude swindled these people. Therefore, they ought to sue him. For real, what did he do with the money? For real.
Right.
That,
well, I mean, he's a multi-million dollar, you know, he built a multi-million dollar media empire, you know, based off of these predictions. You know what I'm saying, of years and years of predictions. And now I will say this. I want to big up a pastor, Jacob Denies. He has a church called Calvary Bible Church, and it's, like, close to, I guess, the family radio station offices that Mr. Camping is located at. But either way, he's lending, you know, some support to the victims, you know, or people that have been affected by this lack of rapture day happening. So, you know, big up to Pastor Jacob Denny's. Now, I want to go on to something else that you guys, I'm not sure if you guys even heard of this. This is on to some CNN news, right? Don Lemon, the anchor on CNN, he's done a lot of different pieces, and, you know, he has a lot of his own segments. Well, he has came out with his sexuality, you know, stating that he's gay, right? He wrote a book called Transparent. So in this book, it's pretty much detailing his 45 years of life, where this man does not even look 45 years old, people, nowhere near it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? The light-skinned black man on CNN with the low haircut. Yeah, Don Lemon. He came out the other Friday. So it's like, you know, big up to him, you know, and he was really afraid because of, you know, I guess of the backlash from the black community actually is what he was fearful of, and he didn't want to be scrutinized because of that. So big up to Don for coming out, and hopefully it doesn't affect his career at all. I mean, you got Rachel Maddow, she's openly gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have Rosie O'Donnell. You have a couple of other people who are openly gay, but it's funny that they are still shunned, even in, like, I guess, Hollywood light, you know? But, you know, boo-boo-boo. Okay, so anyway, I don't know what that was. Wait. Okay, so look, did you guys hear about the young man who was beaten? Brian Stowe. He was beaten at the Dodger Stadium. They are, you know, working around the clock to see exactly, like, who these people were. They have some information. They have a couple of police sketches that they've placed up. But Brian Stowe, he was publicly beaten and at the San Francisco Giants stadium, and he has brain damage and a medically induced coma. Right. And it's like, why? Who could you really get that mad at a baseball game? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? What kind of world is that? I have no idea. And last but not least, I was going to give you guys the Who Cares, the Keisha Cole story about her getting married. And I think, and then big up Keisha and Booby, getting, you know, big up. You know what I'm saying? Like, black love is always good love. And let me ask you guys this, and I would like some feedback on this one. Had you guys heard about Psychology Today? A poll that they had put together stating that black women were not as attractive as any other ethnicity. That, the you know, black women are more unattractive than any other ethnicity. And now they did take it down, though. They had it posted, but they...
Who had that out?
Psychology Today had that posted, that it was a scientific study done that black women are, you know, just less attractive than the rest of, you know, the ethnicities out there. And so that had a lot of people outraged, you know, and rightfully so. But they did finally take it down. And now it's like, who do you place the blame on? Because where, like, I mean, I know they have an editing room. You know what I'm saying? Like, who said it was okay? Was it all white people standing in there and saying, oh, nobody will be offended? Or was it one black person standing in the corner saying, I don't think they'll like that? And they say, whatever. Go back to your desk. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we, in 2011, make statements or even try to come out with any type of scientific fact that black women are unattractive? I mean, what kind of bull crap is that? See, I didn't even use profanity. Well, I'm going to end it on this note. Thank you. And, yes, whatever you do, do it well.
Do it well. All the way live from Charlotte tonight. Like only she can bring it. Give it up for C-No Entertainment National News. Hey, you are inside Empowerment Sunday. Who or what do you serve? It's 8:26. This is Prayer from Variety. Team, I'm already live.
Protect me through
Please protect me.
And as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your shield and protection. Thank you for the best, so you fight for me.
Thank you.
That was Variety Prayer here on TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us again. This evening we're discussing who or what do you serve. We've talked a little bit about people glorifying money. Terrence, you touched a little bit on, you know, people putting other people, I guess, on a pedestal and praising people. I think a lot of times people put too much faith into other people.
Yeah.
You know, when they're in relationships, they put that person before anything and everything else. Yeah, that's just not the way it's supposed to work.
I think I asked my dudes before that last break, you know, do they let that thing, you know, become the God? You
that thing.
No doubt. I think, Toy, you just said it. On a broad scale, we put, you know, too much into people, you know, and why is that? Sometimes we become consumed in that thing, that physical thing.
But it really is what we're taught to do, though. Like, seriously. I mean, and I like...
Yeah, it's very animalistic.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is that people say... We are mammals, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, we are going to act accordingly. However, there's still, like, rules to it. You know what I'm saying? There's still guidelines.
And there's morality.
We find out later, though. Well, a lot of us find out later.
Yeah, well, you know, we should take heed. We should, absolutely. Never late. Never too late.
Ever.
Better late than never. But why not, you know, want to learn to prevent ahead of time? I've never been one to have to really learn everything for myself. If I could learn through you, to prevent me from having to, you know, go through the hard knocks, then I want to accept that. And that's all we're trying to do, is offer up different perspectives that, you know, prevent people from having to go through hard knocks unnecessarily. If you just tuned into the show, you are inside Empowerment Sunday. Go right ahead.
You just made a comment. You just said that you, oh, gosh, I don't want, I have to repeat it, but I can't.
Don't lose it.
Well, whatever it was it was more or less along the lines of, dang, gosh, I lost
it. 917-889-3926. If you want to comment on the comment that I just made.
Oh, God. What did you just say? Oh, my God.
Didi.
Somebody pick it up.
Didi.
Has there ever been a point where you have served the physical God or something that became quite godlike because you were somewhat worshiping it?
I think we all have done that in a sense. Probably not, we didn't mean to. You know, when you sit around and say, oh, I love this, I love that, I love shoes. Should I really be loving shoes? Seriously, to the point where I won't pay a bill. Go get some shoes.
Go get some shoes, right.
I'm going to get the shoes because I refuse to be broke to pay a bill. I'm going to get these shoes because I got to look good. In essence, that's serving the shoe spot. Yeah,
and,
you know what
and
I mean?
That's an awesome point in the fact that you know, what you just said is a good example of us not being good stewards of what it is, you know, that we're blessed with, right? Because
absolutely.
It goes back to those tangible things, those materialistic things. I mean, many of us, you know, we say we're broke, and the reality is many, you know, and it may not be us on this platform tonight, but just in general, many people are living paycheck to paycheck. That's the reality. But, you know, really, if you look deeper and dig deeper, it's a part of, you know, what I mentioned in 2 Chronicles 7:14. To seek his face is to read his word and to understand, right? And it says it right there, to manage things properly, be efficient, you know, and just be a good steward of the things that we've been put in place to manage. Many of us are not managing what we have properly. If we didn't eat out as much, if we didn't buy those impulse items as much, if we didn't splurge as much, if we didn't have to look good as much, think about how much money you would save and where it could go and what it could do in general. Efficiency, effectiveness is all a part of understanding your value.
Make sure that the decisions that you're making are for you and not for the people around you. Like, you know, some people want to have their own place, but they can't afford to have their own place. You know what I'm saying? We have people getting into these $2,000 a month mortgages and just to prove a point, but they don't have no food in their house. It's a nice house.
What point are you proving?
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, who are you doing it for? And a lot of times when people look around, they're doing it for the people around them, to satisfy the people around them.
Be authentic to you.
Exactly.
Live within your means.
Yes. And you know what? I even had to tell my mother last weekend. I said, you know, I figured out why I never listened to you. It wasn't because I was being hard-headed. It was because her way didn't work for me. And how we think are two different. Like, you can give us the same problem. We'll come up with the same answer, but we go about it different ways to get that answer. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I visualize. She is a board person. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can only write it out on the board. Me, I visualize and put words to it. So it's like, I create a whole diagram on what's going on. So it's just like, when you got to know that not everybody's advice is your advice. It's advice for you, rather. It's good to know, but you don't always have to apply everything you hear.
8:39. You're absolutely right.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Everybody in this world is God's property, though I saw myself as a victim of hypocrisy. Never been labeled as a menace to society, but society was a menace to the very private. As a child, I didn't know to take the right steps. Preacher looked in my eyes and said, it's just a test. I could look at my father and tell that he was blessed, cause my dad was gifted at his mother's last breath. Thinking, how am I so selfish to go sin again? Everyone around me drinking and they smoking, man. I can't take this peer pressure, I can't hold it in. So I grab that red cup and then I pour that gin. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven is so far away. My mother told me, don't just judge a girl by her appearance. Look for intelligence and the godly spirit. Relationships without the Lord ain't gon' last long. Thinking to myself, she probably heard this on a sad song. I met this girl up in the church and we really connected. Every thought I had of her just left me so breathless. Night after night, texting became perpetual. Getting a little sexual and now I'm about to test the rules. This was supposed to be the girl that I wait for. Instead, we in the bed, she asking, can I take more? I got up out the bed and grabbed my stuff and left. Feeling lost of emotions, but a gain of regrets. And now, every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, Every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way I'm living. It seems I only give thanks to him on the best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the sight of heaven, it's so far away. The book that no one ever wants to read is Revelation, because it talks of God's wrath and the beast of Satan. But that's my motivation to why I keep going. Even though my world is secular, I keep flowing. Till I turn my lust to love, to my faith above, to the only God I trust in. I don't want the fame and the cheddar, I just want the strength and the will just to live better, man. Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm flipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. And these are only good thanks to him on my best of days. Never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on the right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
Yeah. I don't even know if y'all got that, man. Just listen, man. All you gotta do is listen.
Every time I go to God asking for forgiveness, every time I step in the church as a rightful Christian, I see myself at the party with the Ciroc I'm sipping, hurting because it's hypocritical way of living. It seems I only give thanks to him on my best of days. I never wanted my faith in God to be just a phase. And when I'm on that right track, I get led astray. Sometimes I see the light of heaven, it's so far away.
WHAC, T.U. Muhammad Radio Live. What's cracking, everybody? Hey, thanks for riding with us. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 15 minutes left in the show. Let's go.
Giddy.
Hey, Cee-Lo, you haven't spit any.
Man, let's try my medication.
Poetry in a minute.
Tell y'all. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You don't got nothing just laying around? You want to share with the people?
Oh yeah. Hold on, I do. Wait a minute. Yeah, talk for a second. I got you. I do have something.
You've just tuned into the program. Who or what are you serving is the topic tonight. And it's been interesting. It has been interesting. A little tongue-tied. I don't know what's up with that. Just need to chill out.
Okay. Oh, this is, I got something that might be even appropriate.
Keep it appropriate inside an Empowerment Sunday.
Okay, all my good. All right. Okay, all right. Serious. All right, get it together. All right. All right, no, this is called My Life. Okay? All right, bam. For years, I tried to lead the life of who I thought was me. I woke up and realized I was living a lie. This is my life, and I'm learning. The views of the world made me so blind, always trying to dictate mine. This is my life, and I'm still learning. I believe every single word you said, but I still can't let you inside my head. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Why is it your thoughts I should seek or believe when you of all people, try to tell me how I should raise my seed, question what religion I choose to heed, or by what means I use to feed my family? Yo, you ain't no better than me. This is my life, and I'm learning that respect is agreeing to disagree, and I respect you disagree with me, and I'm not you. Again, this is my life, and I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm. Inside this Empowerment Sunday, we are all still learning. Madam Cee-Lo Boston out of Charlotte with the spoken word original. Hey. Back at you tonight before we get out of here. I was speaking earlier. earlier about just image, self-image specifically. And, you know, just coming out of Second Chronicles 7:14, where the word states, God asked, if my people are called, who are called by my name, would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal the land. At the end of the day, I think the key word in it all is really humble. What is humble? What does it mean? Look it up. Understand it. And apply it in your life. And then follow the rest. Only you are accountable for you at the end of the day. Don't worry about what people say, you know, how people make you feel. You have to be, one, confident in yourself, unmoved by people. Once you get delivered from people, you'll be able to fly. How do you do that? You have to seek a mentor, you know, a physical mentor, somebody who is doing what you desire to do. Ask them questions. They will be glad to help you. Find yourself a mentor, you know, but follow the word of God. Just encouragement. People are going to always try to make you feel like you're less than your actual value or your worth. Do you know how valuable you are? The word of God helps you to understand that value. That's why you should follow. That's why you should seek and read and all of those things. But if nothing more, get a mentor who could help you to understand your value. I don't care what somebody said you couldn't do. I'm going to tell you can if you get connected with the right people and ask the right questions. Surround yourself with people who are going to build you up, motivate you. Build you up, motivate you. Your self-image is connected to people who can build you up and motivate you. Don't surround yourself with people who aren't trying to help you. Stop feeding into the negative things that people say about you. You are valuable, powerful, and you got to walk in it. That's it. You know, surround yourself with positive people. That's really all I got to say. It's totally connected to your self-image. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. You know what you do. Anything that you can't talk to people openly about, hey, you shouldn't be doing it. Humble yourself. Seek his face. Pray. Turn from your wicked ways. Hey, and don't feed into the negativity. Walk out your purpose.
Go my life.
chatting it up with a truth seeker from the NYC who's right on the money with his comments and feedback tonight. Folks, we got a live chat going on right now. Truth Seeker pretty much says that, you know, people need to study the word for themselves. We need more kingdom-minded people, you know, striving to make it into the kingdom heaven, you know. And we got, you know, 90% of the church today, you know, are promoting messages that have people chasing after stuff. And we need to realize that, you know, hey, stuff is not going to get us there. We need to be trying to live right and rightly divide the word, you know. So big up to the truth seeker. Hey, we got our friend Ellen Seaton hanging out. She's been listening online. Hey, welcome to the show live from Virginia Beach tonight. What's cracking?
Thanks.
Hey.
Hi.
What's happening? Hey, go ahead and comment. Who are you or what are you serving tonight, Miss Ellen Seaton?
I'm always serving God, but thanks for having me. I love this topic because it seems like every week I'm talking about this because, of course, I've been in church all my life, of course, not perfect, but striving for excellence in my life in different areas. But it's real because just today I was in church and I was discouraged about some things because I was saying that it seems like wherever you go, one of the reasons why you have a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go to church. You don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God, but the fellowship does help us because we're all going through. But I believe that even whether it's pastors, leaders, a lot of us, a lot of Christians, we're promoting people to follow us. But I believe that that's where the problem is. It's like you're saying, well, you know, honor me and respect me and, you know, I'm you know, closest to God that there is. And we give that impression, and people don't want that because you're creating people to not find who they are and find out who God is and have their own relationship, making people understand that just like the pastor talked to God, I could talk to God, and he could do miraculous things through me just like he do through an apostle or pastor. So I love the topic. It's really, really good. I think, you know, we need to hear more of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we gotta have open, real conversations about things that are on our mind, you know, and have it with people who are going to be real with us. And you know, it's okay to be off base based on what you know. It's what you know, but it's another thing to try to use the word to manipulate someone specifically for your tangible or financial gain. I love these kind of platforms because it stimulates thought, you know, and it stimulates dialogue about things that people really want to talk about, people really want to know, but it's too taboo or people are too uncomfortable to take it on. You know, Real Talk Radio, we appreciate everybody for rocking with us. The topic tonight, who or what are you serving? Hey, Ellen, have you always been a believer in God, in Jesus Christ?
Well, I've always gone to church since I was a little kid, so I raised up in a church. But understanding that my life is growing gradually as I get more mature, I believe my relationship is better today than it was 10 years ago. So I think we never stop learning or growing. You know, you never reach to a point where you're like, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, and, you know, filled with the Holy Ghost, and I don't have to go any further. It's a constant growing.
Every day. Absolutely.
And one of the things I think that we sometimes portray as a Christ follower, that we love God, is that somewhere we're trying to make the thinking you got to be perfect. And mm-hmm. One of the things is when I don't get it right, it gives God a perfect opportunity to step in. And right. I could attach myself and say, okay, God, what do I do here? But when we have people draw to man, then it seems like man is solving your problems. Then people don't have to see God. They're like, well, why do I need a relationship with God when I have the apostle over here, or I have the millionaire over here, because he made it happen for me? But we don't direct people to God or show them versus carrying them. Somebody posted on Facebook the other day and said, how do we expect to carry people all their life and then one day just get up and expect them to walk? And mm-hmm. I thought that was so profound because we do that all day long in the kingdom, in the world, wherever we go, you find those people. But I think that if someone takes joy in caring people, we will complain but there's something wrong on the inside of us, too, that we desire or have to have a plug-in that people need us to carry
right.
them, or they're codependent on us, then it really falls back on us. So I don't want to make people codependent or lean on me, or every time something goes wrong, they call me. I want them to be able to call on God for themselves.
Right. Hold on 1 minute, Ellen. It is 9 o'clock. We are currently off the air, no longer streaming, but you are in TMI and in Overdrive.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Okay, again, TM Hyman Radio Live with Ellen Seton live out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. And you're absolutely right. Often we paint pictures about our situations that are far from reality only because we are supposedly, you know, Christian. The reality is all Christian means is that you're following Christ. You know, there are principles that should be applied. And if you really read and understand and study the word, it's clear as day. The reality is all of us are sinful. We were born into sin. We're wicked within our flesh. The flesh only wants to do the wrong thing, which is contrary to what God wants for us. And we need him in order to do the right thing. It says it right there in the word. He says he knows we're going to mess up. He knows we're going to be tempted. But stand firm, leaning on him at the end of the day. And then, I mean, there's reasons why we shouldn't fornicate. STDs, premature pregnancy, death.
Mm-hmm.
Sound good enough for me. Hey, but sometimes, you know, we just want to take walks on the wild side and be risky, but really, come on, we honest, it's about discipline or the lack thereof when you continue to make the you know, bad decisions. I'll tell y'all something. When I was a teenager, you know, I'm just real, you know, I'm to a place right now where, you know, hey, you tell stories, maybe it helps people.
Mm-hmm.
But my story as a teenager was, you know, I caught the same STD twice
mm-hmm.
in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you do that? Because you continue to do the same thing and not change the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You fix it, then you go out and do it again. You fix it, then you go out and do it again. Come on. I mean,
yeah.
That's just like no discipline.
Yeah, and you're not alone in that. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I did the same thing as an adult. But with someone I was in a relationship with, he gave me an STD. I thought, you know what I'm saying, and we ended it. And then what happened, letting their emotions and all that bull crap come in and, you know, whatever. And
but the point is we shouldn't be fornicating in the first place. Because if we didn't fornicate, it wouldn't lead to a ripple effect of a STD, sometimes HIV or a pregnancy. And then let's not even talk about the emotions and the lifestyle changes and the hard times all over a decision that really, if we follow the instructions and the teachings that's laid out for us, it keeps us from falling into those traps.
And, you know, Terrence, one of the things that I find is that the problem that we have is we don't have enough example of people that are willing to live this life. Now, I've been single for almost 10 years, and I'm talking about going on 6 years, no fornication, none of that, no behind-the-doors type of thing, and no relationship with a man.
Ellen,
but I made that
Ellen,
choice.
Right?
Ellen, I'm sorry. We're so ignorant on this show.
Me
Ellen,
in the green, we're going to find
you
Ellen.
You ain't had no sex in 6 years?
Oh yes, oh yes, and no, yes, and I'm not gonna brag on that, but I've done it with the grace of God, because don't think that when I see things on TV or I hear things that the urge don't come to me. But what since I'm getting older, I'm 45 now. What I'm learning is that the more mature you get, there's some things you're not willing to sacrifice. So when you meet people today,
right,
everybody has baggage. So I don't want no AIDS. I do get my physicals every year. I don't want to take the risk of going through STD
right.
stuff right now. So
right.
there's
right.
some things I'm not willing to risk at this age. I've
right.
been
right.
there, done that. So
right.
it's not that I'm perfect, and it's not that I don't think of it, and I'm not close
you just learned.
To pick up the phone.
You've learned.
I just made that decision that this
right.
is more important to me. My body, the way I carry my body, what goes into it is important, just like what I eat. Who enters my body, that's very important. So
yeah.
unless God bless me with a husband, I may be single for the rest of my life because I've made that commitment that I've done everything that I wanted to do throughout the years that I've been here. So if if God said, no, you don't, I'm not going to have a husband anymore, and I want you solely to me and serve me and do my work, that's okay. It may not be okay some days, but that's where my commitment is. But I think that we have a lot of people out here, like ourselves, we're middle-aged, 20s, 30s, 40s. We're not willing to be an example for the younger people. So we're telling them not to do this, but yet we're behind closed doors doing it, and they know it because you can't hide it. But it's
right.
all what you're willing to do, discipline. And that's something I find that that's one of the things the enemy uses against us so well. Well, he doesn't want us to master discipline, even though you never really master it where you perfect it, but he doesn't want us to get close enough to say no to our own flesh. When we have no control over our flesh, we're toxic to our own self. So
right.
I find
true.
That I have to study that. I have to fast and pray, and when I wanted to eat, I had to say, I'm not going to eat because I already made this commitment from early in the week to God, so I'm going to stick with it. I don't care what burgers come up. I ain't going to touch it. But in doing that, it has taught me to say no to self and keep it moving. And
absolutely.
If we could do that, I think that we could master a lot of things, even though we still have to rely on God, his strength. But it's just like you married to somebody. If you married to somebody, you know that person don't tolerate cheating. Maybe every time you think about cheating, you're going to say, oh, I don't want to lose my husband because I know if he hear I cheated, he gone. He ain't giving me no second chance. We ain't talking about it. So the risk of losing someone you love so dearly, you will think twice about that good-looking man you see in that corner because you're like, that's going to be for 20 minutes, but I want my husband for the rest of my life. So you choose. And God has given us the gift of preferences. The great thing is a good and a bad thing. He says, you can have your preference all you want. You want them dark chocolate? You want them light skin? All of that is fine. But if it interferes in what he says we're supposed to be doing, that's where the problem comes in. So he says sex is good when it's between husband and wife. So when we take it outside of those contexts, then we have all the other drama. And don't talk about the disease, but emotional roller coaster.
Right.
Because now your flesh is pulling and your flesh wants that man or woman that you know ain't good for you, but it satisfies something temporarily, and we like that temporary fix, knowing that we're going to constantly keep going back for it, because once you get it, it ain't no stopping. I don't care what we say.
It's hard to turn back.
Yeah.
Like, once you go black, you never turn back. Once you try that, you know, that piece of feel-good sin,
yes.
whatever it is, and, you know, we all fall short, but we all have had that little piece of sin that was oh so good, and it was hard to turn away from once, you know, once we got a feel of it, knowing it was
yes.
wrong, but it felt
yes.
so good.
It was so damn good. Forget again. Keep that message
yourself. Yeah. Hey, Ellen. Hey,
huh?
Appreciate you. Hey, much love to
no
you.
Problem.
Hey, again, hey, thanks for riding with us, everybody, in Overdrive.
Thank
it's 9:08. We're back tomorrow, 10 p.m. You're inside Empowerment Sunday tomorrow, Monday. Hey, good night, everybody. Hey, be safe.
Good night.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Live.